Summary: major institutional player reduces Ethereum exposure amid risk management concerns. Hey there. The crypto world is shaking up today as a big player, Trend Research, is selling a ton of Ethereum. It's a major move, and it's got everyone talking.
According to the data, they've offloaded over 400,000 ETH, like hundreds of millions of dollars, to exchanges like Binance. That's a huge chunk of their portfolio.
Yeah, and this isn't just a random sale. It's a strategic move to cut their ties with Ethereum, especially since the market's been so volatile lately.
Exactly. The firm's leveraged bets on ETH are now at risk, and the price is hovering near a dangerous threshold. If it drops below that, they could face forced liquidations.
Why the sudden sell-off? So, what's really pushing them to sell? It's all about risk mitigation. They're trying to avoid the nightmare of being forced to sell at a loss.
Right. They've got massive leveraged borrowing tied to ETH. In DeFi, that's common, but it's a double-edged sword. If the price tanked, their collateral could vanish.
And when ETH dipped near the $1,700 liquidation mark, it became a ticking time bomb. One drop below that, and they'd be forced to sell, just to stay afloat.
In DeFi, you collateralize your crypto to borrow funds. If the value drops, the system automatically liquidates your position to cover the loan. That's why this move is so critical.
It's like a domino effect. If Trend Research's sell-off pushes ETH lower, it could trigger a chain reaction, forcing others to liquidate too.
That's the real danger. A single price drop could spiral into a cascading collapse, and that's what they're trying to avoid.
Preemptive action to avoid a crisis by selling now, Trend Research is playing it smart. They're not waiting for disaster to strike.
This is a defensive move. They're using the sale to raise capital, which can stabilize their other positions or pay down debt.
And they're also reducing their exposure to ETH's volatility. By lowering their holdings, they're creating a safety net, so they don't get caught in the next price crash.
This strategy shows how institutional risk management works. Even in crypto, they're prioritizing long-term stability over short-term gains.
Market implications of the sell-off, but what does this mean for the broader Ethereum market?
Well, when a giant like Trend Research dumps 400,000 ETH, it adds selling pressure. That can push the price lower, at least temporarily.
And it highlights how interconnected the crypto ecosystem is. One player's move can ripple through the entire market.
Exactly. If Trend Research's sell-off causes ETH to drop further, it could trigger liquidations in other leveraged positions. That's a systemic risk.
It's like the whole market is on a tightrope. One misstep, and it could all come crashing down.
That's why understanding leverage is so critical. High returns come with high risks, especially for institutions.
Lessons for retail investors. For everyday investors, this is a wake-up call.
You've got to be careful with leveraged positions or collateralized loans. One bad move, and you're out of the game.
And don't ignore the whales, those big players. Their movements often signal the market's mood. If they're selling, it's a red flag.
Plus, focus on the long-term fundamentals of Ethereum. Network upgrades, adoption trends, and competition matter more than short-term price swings.
While institutions can sway the market, the underlying value of Ethereum is what really determines its future. Stay informed, stay cautious, and keep your head clear.
That's the takeaway. Stay smart, stay safe, and keep an eye on the big players. The crypto world's always a wild ride, but preparation is key.